It's Ask TNA Day. On this month's episode of Ask TNA, what do I do with an overly sensitive clitoris?
Clitoris?
Clitoris. Plus, can I get an STD from touching you? And a few listeners comment on our consent show.
You're listening to TNA Talk Sex. I'm T.
And I'm A.
Welcome to episode 104.
What?
That's a lot.
I know it is a lot.
I'm proud. Feels good. I say clitoris. You say clitoris.
I do say clitoris.
Tomato, tomato. I think we all know what we're talking about when we say it.
That button that makes you feel really nice down
yeah,
there.
The happy place.
Yes. Okay, so a few things. Join us on social media at TA Talk Sex. Also, we've got a new video that just came out on lovetv.co, which is a great website about all things relationship, intimacy, and love that T and I, we have new video content out for.
Yeah, we have, well, they just posted In Bed with Sarah Afkami, who is a hilarious comedian, and she talked about her sexual fantasies with us on air.
That was a good one.
It was fun.
It was fun. And anything else? Is there anything else?
YouTube channel. Feel free to subscribe. TA Talk Sex. If you listen via iTunes, please write us a review. That's the best way for us to gain visibility. And
on to our topics.
Yes. Okay. I enjoy reading the letters.
I know. It's fun. It's very fun.
It's so fun. So this is a long one. Talking with everyone.
But yeah. Yes. Okay. But so go ahead.
Okay. It's a little on the longer side. Yeah. Hello, TNA. That's us. My wife and I are in our mid-30s and have been married for 6 years. Generally, we have a good, healthy sex life. Both of us, I think, have higher libidos than the norm. However, and these two issues may be well related, my wife has an overly sensitive clitoris to the point where it cannot be touched directly, not even by herself. The way she masturbates and the way she likes me to touch her is to use the index and middle fingers in a V shape either on either side of the vagina's lips and to rotate. This also means she is not a fan of receiving oral sex as she's petrified of my tongue touching the clit. And she has never found any worth in the sex toys that I've brought into the bedroom over the years. There is only one way that she is able to reach orgasm, and that involves her lying face down on her stomach and using both her hands in the manner I described above to masturbate to orgasm. The second hand to put pressure on the first, I think. She does receive real pleasure from our penetrative sex, to the point that she can get so wet that she pretty much gushes, but she has never in her life had an orgasm other than the on-her-front masturbation technique that I described. So, just wondering what your thoughts are on all this. Have you heard of similar cases before? And is there any advice you might be able to offer? Obviously, as a man, I don't feel like I'm doing my job if I'm not the one bringing her to orgasm. Best wishes.
Okay. So
that's a full message.
That is a full message. But let me jump off with the last thing that he said, which was, as a man, I don't feel like I'm doing my job making her orgasm. So here's the thing is, I feel like for me, I usually need manual stimulation as well as everything else that's going on in order to orgasm during sex. So I feel like this is normal. Like rarely, occasionally I can orgasm without, you know, like just through intercourse, or I can through oral sex. But again, that's like manual, or that's stimulation, like touching going on there. So that's not abnormal. So I feel like,
yeah, don't put that pressure on yourself.
And don't make it personal just because she needs to.
Or don't make it about you.
Don't make.
No, I get that stress. I mean, look, it hasn't happened that often for me, but I have also had female friends where they have a sexual partner who doesn't orgasm, like the man doesn't come. And I think we get used to the man more often than not coming.
Sure.
And so all of a sudden when he doesn't, you're like, oh my God,
what did I do wrong?
What's wrong? What can I do to help you? You know, so
she's orgasming.
Yeah.
But just
right.
Not like, but it's, I think, look, it's okay. She's orgasming. That's great. Like sex is a dance and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of stimulation that whole time. You're making her gush through intercourse. Like you're doing a lot. Like
you're turning her on.
Very present in that whole dynamic.
And you're helping her reach that orgasm through all of that arousal.
Right. So the fact that like the actual kapow is coming from her touching herself.
Pattern of rubbing.
Has nothing to do with you. Like, you know, you can draw, like, don't.
Well, I just recently had a sexual partner where, you know, we had sex. He came before I did. And then we used a toy. But he like simulated certain things. You know, he was like touching me with his hands, like licking my ear, you know, kissing me, like all these things that were like so stimulating and turning me on that allowed me to come in front of him through this sort of what you'd call masturbation technique.
Right. Yeah. And that's totally legitimate.
Yes. And it made me feel very connected to him because he helped me get there. And the thing is, I can come that way by myself. But if I have someone there, I do feel a little more nervous, a little more shy. And I do need to feel like he's into it and supportive and excited by what I'm doing to actually get that to get off.
Yeah, I agree.
So I feel like it's complicated.
Yeah, but it's not positive. I mean, I understand. I don't know. There's nothing else I can say on that other than don't take it personally. And that's just one part of this.
It's all a positive sexual experience. She's coming. She's feeling pleasure.
Right.
So, you know.
And again, I want to reiterate the normalcy of that.
Of women coming that way.
Of women coming through manual stimulation while there's intercourse or other, you know, other things going on.
Well, let me say this. And this is my own thing where I'm like, well, you know, use a vibrator if you want to help it out. But not just that, but
I don't like them.
I know. Well, but so say we don't introduce one. I largely orgasm from my stomach. Like if I masturbate, I do it in the way that it sounds like he's describing.
Right.
On my stomach. And I rub myself with my hands and I put both hands down there. It's so funny when you said that. I was like, oh, yeah, I use both hands. And then let me think about it. Yes, it is one hand applies more pressure than the other.
Right.
And I kind of I almost wrap my hand around my lips. And so I'm not directly pressing on my clitoris. I'm actually using the fleshiness.
It's more of like a dull.
Uh-huh. I'm using the fleshiness of my lips.
Right.
And then I'm like rubbing in a very specific rhythmic way.
Right.
And my fingertips, and being, which we talked about on our masturbation episode.
And being on your... Okay. So for you, T, so being on your stomach and having the extra added pressure of the bed helps.
Yeah.
And that's when you masturbate.
Create friction.
But even when you orgasm with a man, you often orgasm on your stomach this way too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can come in other positions with men, but it is harder. And when those aren't working, I will just be like, okay, I'm going on my stomach. I want the man to penetrate me from behind while he's on top of me.
Right.
We're laying down.
Right.
And the thing is, I do enjoy when a guy does it for me. Like he can put his hands down there and do what I'm doing, or he could put one hand and then I put my hand over his hand and like show him what I'm doing.
Right.
And that can create that rhythm. And so he can absolutely be a part of it as much as he wants to be.
Okay. So this brings up for me my second thing that I wanted to mention, which is the idea of, and I'm making this term up, masturbation programming.
Okay.
What I mean by this is I have this idea, I don't know, only because I see it in myself, and T, you mentioned it, but and I know you, T, and this is how like you masturbate, right? And so I notice with myself that I have certain things that have to be in place when I masturbate. And I don't know where it comes from. I wonder if it comes from like the first time I orgasmed and my body is just programmed that I like to have my feet covered and my head needs to be turned a certain direction to the most subtle degree.
Yeah.
If it's too far turned, it's like something's off, you know? And if so, whatever. Because it's been so specific, I have trained myself out of that because I wanted to be able to like... Now, when I'm with a man, it's different. Like when I'm actually having sex, I don't need to have those things there in order to orgasm. But this is what I mean by this masturbation programming. So I'm curious if, I don't even know if this truly exists. I'm just curious if maybe there's something like that going on with her.
With her. Yeah. Like I want it exactly like this and that's going to get me off.
Only because like there's something physiologically, like we're wired.
Uh-huh.
For some reason.
And also she has that sensitivity. So she maybe that's her go-to. I mean, I basically, when we started thinking about it, I'm like, I've been orgasming on my stomach in that position since childhood. Since I was five.
Okay. So you know? Maybe my theory is right.
Yeah. Aside from like using a jacuzzi jet, I had to be on my stomach.
Okay. Does anybody else out there, does masturbation programming... Has that happened to you? Email us. Seriously, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Advice at TA Talk Sex.
That you need those specific elements. Yeah.
I'm just curious, like if, yeah. Anyway, but I wonder, and this is for them to ask.
What you were just saying about that programming, though, I found that what opened up my ability to orgasm in sort of different ways or to become more aroused and not need such specific triggers was actually my S-factor, pole dancing class. Where it really allows, I know there are some classes for men, in fact, but obviously it's mostly for women.
Sure.
But it really helps you expand your sexuality and express it in ways that you're not used to, and like certain dance movements and stretches.
Okay.
And you become more aroused and sensitive throughout your body.
Can I say,
rather
though,
than targeted zones?
I wonder if that has to do with, because for me, it was about becoming more comfortable with myself and owning myself and my power in many ways, not just sexually, but mm-hmm. sexually also, but just in life and, you know,
yeah.
just growing up and like becoming more myself and comfortable with myself, that that my specificity was declining. So I wonder if the S factor was helping you maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess I offer that as like a how, you know, versus right. like, okay, great, I want to become more comfortable with myself. How the F do I like access that?
Right.
You know, and so that was one way that worked for me. I think reading certain books, I think all of it is always yeah. tapping into your sensuality, I think. It's mm-hmm. like, how do I get closer to that? But to get back to kind of the specific issue.
Okay, we're going backwards in this letter.
Yeah, this letter. Yeah, we're backtracking because it's dense. There's a lot. Can I say, I love the way he describes this V shape of the middle and index finger that she likes.
Right.
And you know what's funny is that that specific gesture of making a V with those fingers.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I've had moments where like with my lover, I like to put my finger in that shape over my nipple. Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then
oh, yeah,
he
definitely.
Licks it, right?
Right.
And
like a little, it's like a little nipple clamp.
Yeah,
kind of.
But I'm also almost like re-simulating what the shape of your clitoris is like, right? So basically, then his tongue kind of touches in between my fingers.
So you're like creating a
yeah.
whole.
And in between,
zone.
Yes, and in between my fingers, it like turns me on.
Oh, yeah, because that's a really erogenous place.
Yeah, his tongue licks that
yeah.
in addition to my nipple. And mm-hmm. and you're right, my fingers are also kind of increasing the sensation I'm feeling through my nipple. Mm-hmm. Like it's all there. So that shape, when he described it, I kind of said, well, maybe his wife's just really on point or on point in the sense of like, that's good technique. That sounds really nice. And not only that, but then your fingers can kind of be massaging along the lips,
well,
which have let your clitoris actually has these legs that legs creep me
it
out
sounds
how they
like,
describe it that way. But.
I know. But it sounds like they're doing that because the clit is so sensitive that she doesn't want it to be touched. Right. So they're trying to avoid.
No, it is
touching it.
But
so, yeah. Go ahead.
It's kind of a nice. Like, I think a lot of women would enjoy that sensation and that shape.
You know what?
Even
I
though
like,
they also want their clit to be directly touched.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, this is kind of, it's not, after, anyway, blah, 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 blah. what I like is that when I'm like touching myself there.
Yeah, I know. I'm like literally miming
wait,
and going,
I know,
okay,
I'm like,
how does it?
Wait, what I like
oh, yeah,
about it
that.
Though is that for someone who does not have an overly sensitive clit is that it's seductive because you're not, it's kind of like what we were talking about with the nipples a couple episodes ago. You're not going directly for the obvious erogenous zone and it's
or
really.
You're not like, hit the button.
Oh,
like, you know, like when you want the elevator
just,
to come and you just like hit it 45 times.
I just had a client today and it was just
the elevator
pissing
come
me off.
Faster.
I'm like, there's a whole body here. There's
oh,
a
no.
whole body here.
Oh.
You just don't, like, literally, like, you're like, hi, oh. how are you? Boom, hits my clit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Terrible.
Anyway, so for those of you who don't have overly sensitive clitoris, I'm
clitori?
Sticking with my clitoris.
Clitorati.
It's still, like, I like it. Like, it's very teasing. But I don't think... Obviously, there's nothing wrong with having an overly sensitive clit. I haven't actually heard of it before, but I'm like...
I hadn't either, but I have heard of women who orgasm very easily, very quickly. And also, I had a friend who, for example, her clitoris was so sensitive after sex, like that her boyfriend couldn't touch it. It was like, I came, don't touch it. So I
think
that's pretty similar.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't... Sometimes it'll hurt if I get really... I mean, it's a little mini penis. I was reading, my friend was reading me something from this new book out called Bonk.
Mm-hmm.
Bonk?
I don't know.
Bonk. It's a new book about sex. Anyway, but they were describing how, like, there's something about to do with oral sex, and they were like, lift the hood of the clitoris and, like, expose it and then lick it. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds
like a lot of...
Really intense.
Yeah.
It's the right moment. There's the right time and right place for that, but...
yeah, like, in a minute. Don't go straight for that.
Right. So, but my point is that, like, I mean, there's nothing, it just sounds like you guys need to adapt your own. And it sounds like you've done it really well. I mean, she's orgasming. She's enjoying
it. She enjoys penetration.
She's gushing off of a penetration. Great.
Sounds great. Well, okay, but...
We did have an idea.
Yeah, well, we had a few ideas because let me say this. I'm going, okay, if I'm him and I'm like, that's the button and I'm not allowed to touch it.
I know, right?
I'm a little bothered hearing that for him. Like, I want to touch it. It reminds me, and I said this, I had an ex,
but you only want to touch it because it's a should. It's like,
I know, but a partner of, let me say, my partner, he had kind of what I was just saying, which is like during orgasm, all of a sudden his penis would almost become so sensitive that it would hurt. And say sometimes I was like just peaking with my orgasm, but it would like hurt him if I was like riding him.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh God, no. And he's like, oh, or he's like wincing, right? He'd be like making a face. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just stop. And it became like I became almost more sensitive about the problem than he was.
Well, for sure, because you're the one.
I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah, and you're also the one that's causing harm. Not harm. You're not causing harm, but I mean, you know,
having
what I mean?
That like, demand.
Yeah. So that just means it needs to be adapted. We need to let go of shoulds and ideas of what the erogenous zones are and adapt it to what works for you all. You know, and your partner, that guy, T. You know, it's like. You know, okay, fine. So I can't
rub it directly.
Rub it, right, yeah.
But you can do so many other cool things.
You got a whole body there.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a mini break and we'll be right back.
And we're going to share ideas.
Yes,
of how
our idea of how he can actually work around it. We have a couple of like clever solutions to get
I'm
to
still try this
play
myself.
With the clit in the area.
Without hurting
Yeah,
her.
Without doing direct contact. Okay, so we'll be right back. Tweet, Instagram, TA Talk Sex. Write us a review on iTunes.
And if you have a question or a comment about the advice show, email us at advice@TATalkSex.com.
Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back with TNA Talk Sex. This is our Ask TNA episode. Advice!
We're talking about a man who wrote in about his wife who has an overly sensitive clit. And
yeah, and you know, his frustration that I'm empathizing with about not being able to like slobber all over it.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, eh. I mean, if it doesn't work for her, and it's then fine. It doesn't freaking work for her. There's a whole vagina there, and labia, and like,
yeah.
You know, like an anus, and like
just
inner
as a
thighs,
reminder, I love that. We talk about that. The clitoris technically has nerve endings running all the way around your like vaginal entrance,
your vulva,
your anus.
Labia.
It makes a figure eight around all that, and it's like, yeah, it's like running along it. So massage all of that.
Yeah, and I do have to say, like, massaging my inner thighs is
very
erotic.
Like kissing it, maybe like a light,
but like even like a deep massage bite. Because it pulls on that, but it's like super outside working in, you know?
Yeah, no, that's really smart. I love that idea. What you're just saying, the massage that kind of pulls. That's nice. Okay, we have some ideas for how to approach this clitoris that's too sensitive, right? So let's clarify. He can't lick it directly. He
can't touch it.
Right, but he can lick other areas.
Right. But so we were thinking, I'm imagining giving oral sex to this woman.
Yes, one more thing. It sounds like she can handle kind of blunt contact, but that like, so back to kind of what I was saying about my own masturbation, which is that my fingers are actually over my lips, kind of cushioning.
Squishing.
Yeah, squishing and cushioning the clitoris.
Right, right.
I'm not putting my finger directly on my clit. I'm actually creating a mound over it and then rubbing the mound,
right.
Like and, vigorously. No, but it's the back and forth movement.
But I have to say,
over my clit that creates it.
And I, you know, when I think about it, when I first started masturbating, I actually was masturbating with fabric in between.
On a sheet.
Well,
I used
there
sheets.
Was underwear.
Did you masturbate with sheets?
I didn't. It was like
underwear
or a shirt or some. Just some, I'm just saying that there wasn't direct contact. Like I liked. It was more like erotic to me and teasing to have stuff in between there and to dull the sensation because it feels like it spreads out like more across the whole area and not just in this pinpoint of a place.
Yes.
I guess that's kind of what it was.
No, well said. But,
So she likes dull sensation.
Right.
Okay, so given that, we were initially thinking, I'm like, well, we need like a chastity belt for the clit.
We need a cushion, a pillow for
something
the clit.
Something That where he can feel free and uninhibited, where he's not concerned about hurting her, and she could still get pleasure. Ideally, at least not be hurt, but on top of that, hopefully get pleasure.
So we're like, okay, no touching the clit with the tongue.
Right.
So what's the cushion? So we went through a couple of variables, some that were decent. I kind of threw out marshmallow.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be too soft.
I agree. And also moves, it's sort of an odd shape.
Right. And yeah, right.
For that. So basically, what's a cushion that could go over her clitoris that he could lick?
Okay.
Because it's edible and tastes good.
Luckily.
Yes.
I went to the movies at the Grove in LA over the weekend, and I went to Dylan's candy store and I bought my favorite gummy, which is this multicolored turtle.
Yes, the turtle gummy.
And it's about an inch in diameter. It's circular. Yeah. Inch and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. I like an inch.
And I think this is the perfect little toy to bring into your bedroom.
Yes. A handed it to me and I put it in my hand. I went, ooh.
First of all, it's very fresh candy. So it's like cushy.
It's super cushy. Yes. It's like cushy. It feels good in your hand. Like I'm turned on playing with it. I have it in my hand right now.
we like ate half the bag while we were playing with this idea.
Yeah. It's like this soft pad, but it's sweet and it tastes good, right?
It does, yes.
So
and it's totally flat on the back, on one side.
Right. So our thought is, and it even has this little red dot on the backside. It's kind of a perfect center for her clit. So we were thinking, now I don't know how sensitive
this could be.
She
ridiculous
is,
but I feel like this could definitely work.
Yes. And look, there's many gummy toys out there. So I'm gummy foods, I should say, at the candy store. So I would actually do some investigating. There might even be some that have a cup shape, like that kind of pucker a little bit.
Like an egg? Like they have those egg?
Yeah, the egg gummies. Ones, but also like what I mean is almost like a disc shape that kind of rounds out a little. So it could create almost like a, this is sort of sacrilegious, but almost like a kippah, like the Jewish hat. That could sort of cap her clitoris a little bit, but still with the soft spongy pad.
The reason why I'm all for this, I enjoy occasionally using sweets. Yeah. Insects.
Yeah.
Nutella dipped penis is my favorite. I
actually once
time.
Used a gummy worm with my boyfriend, and like it was gummy worms because I love gummy worms. But
would you put it in your vagina?
No. On his penis, actually.
You wrapped his penis
and
in
I was sort
gummy.
Of like licking it and the gummy worm.
Was it like tied in a bow?
No, you know, I don't remember how I did. I think I just sort of involved
it. You sort of ate
it
off his penis.
Yeah.
It's great. I love
it. It made it, more slick and sweeter.
So I'm wondering, like, you could either like lick it and stick. Like, I think after with a bunch of moisture, it could probably even stick because it's sugar. Yeah. So it sort of melts to the body. I don't know. You're going to have to play with this.
Well, I think
I'm going to play with this.
I think she could actually hold it in place, like in her vantage position.
Or he could while he's...
Either can hold it. You can even hold it from the little turtle head.
Yeah.
The pad, exactly where she wants it. And he could lick the turtle.
Right.
He licks
exactly.
The turtle, licks all around. I would say lick everywhere else and then go to the turtle pad and it's sweet and delicious.
Yeah. But it's a pad.
And
so
it's fun for him and he still sees
and
that he's giving her pleasure.
And it's also very erogenous for her, I would imagine.
It's exciting.
Because it's that dull...
Yeah. And I see what you're saying.
Pleasure.
I'd like to feel it too because it's like that dull stimulation or something.
Right.
A larger surface area of pressure being applied to the clitoral area.
Right. Okay. So we took a picture and we're
posting on Instagram.
Posting on Instagram if you guys want to see this exact turtle.
Gummy turtles.
I mean,
I'm eating one right now.
I'm going to eat mine too. They're the last two in the house. It's Dylan's Candy Bar, which is, I don't know if it's nationwide, but you can go to dylanscandybar.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not sponsored.
No, yeah, it's not.
Everyone try it out. We're going to explore.
Explore other gummy candies if you want. But I have to say that when I touched this turtle, it felt amazing.
I'm telling you, this is a new candy from Dylan's because I've been really into gummy candies lately.
I love gummy candy. No, I love it.
No, because I buy them all and then she comes over, we have our meetings and then we
eat the whole bag. It's dangerous. I have like sugar rushes before we get on the show.
I feel like I've become a bit of an aficionado on the gummy candies, honestly. And this is my favorite and it's new. I have not seen this in Dylan's until like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Go get your gummy clitoris.
Yeah.
Clitoris.
I feel like any sort of
covers.
Some sort of any other kind of candy that's sort of a rounder,
concave.
Larger concave surface area because you want to create that blunt, consistent pressure and you get to lick it with your tongue. If anyone
Maybe
comes
taffy.
Up listening, if anyone has any other fun
Post
candy
on Instagram
ideas,
and
yeah,
hashtag
to the turtle photo or whatever you want. But
Just
yeah, let
us know.
Ideas, because I think that there is definitely a way around this where they can have fun with it. It's kind of cool.
I agree. And if not, it sounds like you guys are doing a great job anyway.
Yeah. Like, and I think for listeners in general, I think we're hitting on something that isn't discussed a lot, but in fact,
avoid the clitoris.
Yeah. Well, actually, this blunt pressure that feels so good. And it's so funny because before this show, I don't think I ever put it into words that when I'm getting myself off in that position, I'm not actually directly on my clit.
Yeah. It's not like, yeah,
I'm true. Actually using the flesh of my lips.
And I do
to
too.
Pat
when,
it.
When I masturbate, I don't expose my clit. You're right, actually. I use, I kind of squish my lips together and create like a whole zone, but I'm not like exposing my clit and like barreling down on it.
Right. I will say what's interesting is that vibrator that I like to use, that Love Crave necklace vibrator.
Right.
And, well, let me say, when I use it, I for a while, I couldn't figure out a good way to use it, but I now actually put it almost... This is gross, like a hot dog.
I do too.
I put it between the lips and then
too.
I press the lips together.
I do too. This is the Love Crave necklace vibrator.
Yeah, which is sort of like a pencil or like a nail.
I feel like it's the perfect shape because it just nestles in there. It's not too intense.
Yeah. Well, but then I'll press in my rhythmic
this
pattern.
This is probably not
going to
work for them.
No, exactly. No.
She should stay away
I
from
I think
vibrators.
Stay away from, or actually blunter edged vibrators on top of the mound.
Okay, wait. You know what? My dildo pillow would be perfect.
Okay.
I don't know why we're talking about toys with her, though. It sounds like...
No, we didn't need to go on toys.
If you guys want, if they wanted to use toy, yeah.
But I anyway.
So remember, like, when we... Actually, did we have the show when we did that? A couple years ago at a Christmas party, we were at a White Elephant giveaway party or whatever, and I was one of the last people, so you could basically, like, choose from everyone's gifts, like, what you wanted, and I was, like, the quiet, mousy girl at this entertainment party, then... on quiet amounts because I get shy in big groups, and I like stood up and I'm like, I want the dildo pillow. Someone brought it as a gag gift. I got like 10 numbers that night at the party, but but it
they
was a
to
great
help you with it.
They're like, I'm just, that's so hot, like the owning your sexuality, can you teach my girlfriend that? I'm like,
that's,
and I think
we're
the, I think
like,
the
well,
show
actually,
was shortly
show.
Birthed after that.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
we were already doing
right
the show
there.
Oh no, we already had the show. There's you mention it in one of the episodes.
Cool. Anyway, my point is the dildo pillow, it's a German invention, and it's a pillow that's like a big mound so that you can ride the pillow and hump it, so you get that dull, like when you were
I did this when I was
eight.
A kid.
Yeah, when you were a kid and you're like putting something in between your legs.
Mm-hmm. I'm riding
but
it.
But it's, yeah, so you can like squeeze and ride, but there's this little extra mound where there's this tiny little vibrator that they nestle in the extra mound.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not direct vibration stimulation. Mm-hmm. So it's like this duller vibration that you get to ride.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and oh, get this. There's a dildo that you Velcro onto the pillow, so you have the dildo that you insert in your vagina, mm-hmm. and then you have clitoris stimulation, mound stimulation that's not direct.
Okay, so I just want to note, I think the husband is probably not loving this part because we're not trying to replace him.
That's true. That's true.
But she might enjoy, because he mentioned toys. That's why we got on it, which is that he tried to buy her toys and they didn't work. And so I'm suggesting avenues for toys that actually might bring her pleasure.
Right.
But they're not a must, and I think we're hitting
and
on
for
something.
For any of you that don't have a husband or a partner, the dildo pillow.
Yeah, check it out. But I'm really liking what we've just hit on, and I'm really inspired by this idea that actually men in general, like I think it's not about the direct contact there.
It really isn't. I really, and you know, honestly, like I feel like this has come up a lot. I feel like I went tango dancing with my dry cleaner. He's learning to tango dance, so we went out to a dance. Every time I talk to this guy, it's like it's a sex ed class. I'm exhausted by the end of it because he's just tapping me with all this information. And so I feel like this has happened like 5 times this week where I get asked the same question where it's like, well, what's your number one tip or something? And I'm like, you know what? I think my number one tip right now is go slower.
Go slower.
Go
slower.
Slower. Because I feel like even when guys think that they're going slow,
you can
they're
do it even
still
more.
Going too fast. Go
or it's not too
slower.
Fast, but you can indulge. You can become. It can
like,
become hypnotic.
Yes, but I'm not even talking about necessarily rhythm. Yes, also rhythm you can build up. But I mean, in everything, in the seduction, like you know, it's not like don't just like touch my outer labia for like a 5 seconds and then go to my clitoris.
You can stay there for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Slower. Tease the shit out of me so that I'm literally begging
to fuck you.
For you to do something.
Yes,
you
know? And yes. Like, dragging your fingers inside of me.
Yeah, but if I'm not doing that, you can go slower.
Yes. That's a great
note.
That's
what I mean. And
if
ladies,
I'm not pushing your hands into me.
If I'm not begging you. And ladies, because I've been on the other side of this fence, I've been on the fence where I have faked that because I thought that I was taking too slow to arouse. And so I would do the porn thing where you're like, I want, please. And it was all bullshit.
But you weren't there yet.
I wasn't there yet. But I felt pressure to be there because I'm like, well, he's touching me. He's doing these things, but I'm not aroused. So... something's wrong, you know, I'll just
good
so I fake
fucking
it.
Note good
so
my, note
so ladies,
oh my God,
the
so
responsibility
excited.
On your end, ladies, is don't fucking fake it. If it's taken you half an hour to get there, you take that half hour.
Yes. And you know what, the man can't adjust or accommodate or figure out what you need if you're not being honest.
True.
And by that, it's like, it does take vulnerability for you to admit. And look, that happened to me with the sex partner I was just talking about, where I didn't come. It was taking me longer. And at some point I was like, sorry, I'm not there. I was like riding him and I thought I was going to come. And I was like, that's it. And then I was like, no, sorry.
You know what? And
and then he was like, oh, I thought you were coming, you know? And so, and then he like worked with me to get there. And I felt so loved and appreciated.
Yeah.
Because he was interested in me getting there however I needed to get there.
Right.
And so cool.
That is cool. And sometimes for me, if I'm not, I'm not in the mood to come.
That happens.
And that happens.
But I've had men do that.
But
to
I surrender.
Me as well.
Yeah. And that's okay. I'm loving the embrace. I'm loving the sensuality. I'm loving everything else. I don't need to, you know, and I'll say, I voice it, whatever. Also, yeah.
But so, even then, when I don't feel like coming, I almost enjoy the slowness even more because indulging in all the stimulation.
Totally. Yeah. It's a different kind of dance, you know, but so don't, that took me 10 years to really. so don't make my mistake. I'm don't fake it. You know, it's okay if you take a long time to arouse or whatever and don't. Yeah. Like own it.
I think, ask for it. I think most women do. And so it's
that's
really
point.
Pleasurable.
Beg.
Yeah. Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
What I also like is he noted that she only orgasms in this one position always.
Oh, right.
Even when she's masturbating with herself, whether even when she's with him, like that's how she's going to come. Mm-hmm. Now I have to say, okay, we actually need to take a break. Should we?
Let's take a break. We're gonna come back and then we're gonna address.
But we're gonna address this masturbation position thing, and I think
the
and
one
or sex
position.
Yeah, for women, and I think we can broaden that horizon.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Oh. advice@tatalksex.com if anything came up for you that you want to write us about, have questions about, @tatalksex if on Instagram if you want to see our turtle photo and for the gummies, and write us a review in iTunes if we've inspired you in some way. It's the best way to gain more visibility on our content. Okay, we'll be right back. We're back with TNA Talk Sex. Woo woo!
I just want to say it's really warm. It's a hot
it
summer
is July
day
heat
in LA, and all the windows are closed in here, so you can hear our pretty voices better. I'm dripping with sweat everywhere.
I just shot a film in Jacksonville, Florida. I got a mild rash on my arm and leg from heat, and I took a vinegar bath to like remedy it. I'm sweating now, and I'm like having flashbacks.
Oh god, it's so bad. We're gonna get through it though. Okay, so we had one thing.
Sultry.
Yes.
A good sexy hot
I feel like
sweat.
I'm in a Tennessee Williams play.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, Marlon Brando is gonna come in and fuck me.
Yes.
Before
the old Marlon Brando.
Yeah, the young Marlon Brando.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we were going to talk about the
position that she's coming in.
Right.
And I feel like...
Because she can only come in one position.
He's expressing concern here.
Right.
That she only comes like that. And I can see that being like, okay, now it's time for me to flip over and come. And I have that a little bit in my relationships. I would say... The majority of my, I said this, masturbating, I come that way. And then when I'm having sex, when I can't reach orgasm in other positions, I'm like, and time to flip over.
Do the sherbet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one lover who, for whatever reason, I think the angle of his penis, it wasn't like a very vertical erection.
Right.
It was firm, but it kind of went outward. Like it didn't...
Like outward. Like if he's standing up or sitting down.
Right. If he's standing up, it doesn't hit his stomach, right? It's not like a hard, straight up shape.
I don't know if I've ever... I think most men that I've seen a lot of erect penises.
Really? I have seen... Okay.
Like hundreds.
No, well, I've seen a number. I can think of several lovers.
If they're
lovers.
Laying down, there goes to their... Anyway, this is a sort of side topic.
I was going
to
say, okay, fine. Say you're laying down. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
If it's
they're laying down.
It's a certain position.
Penis is more vertical than the average. There's a vertical one that where it kind of goes more towards their own stomach.
Right. Got it. That's true. Yes.
And
there is that.
That's going to hit the woman's G spot more easily.
Better. Yeah.
Than a penis that doesn't have that same vertical, like erect shape. Now, don't be saddened if you don't have that. It's just different positions that hit the G spot more effectively. So I had one lover. I had one lover and it was like a magic penis. I've never come so easily.
Because
and
he it had was, this vertical penis.
It was yes, it was like vertically hard in that position. And it would like and it was almost like a
vertical
like
penis.
Like Gumby or I'm trying to like the clown.
Like it doesn't go down.
Yeah, right. Like that clown, the clown that bops back up. It's like you could flick it sounds bad. you could bop it down and it's going to pop back up. It's like it's here.
Okay.
So now what I'm saying is can I
Yeah.
There's a lover where that wasn't the case. So we would basically have like a very full sexual experience where we might start in missionary after I've gotten a back massage or like a rub down and then missionary and then I'd be on top and then we'd kind of rotate and then I'd be on my side.
This is the magic penis man.
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the one that is not
the
vertical.
Non-man. Okay, got it.
It's not vertical and it's what I'm saying is he hit the G spot by me being on my stomach and him lying on top of me, right? And that's
right.
That's so then his penis, which doesn't have that same verticality.
Right.
Is hitting exactly where it should.
Okay,
on
my I just want to note that every woman's body and every penis is different. So, like, it's not like
some
this
examples.
Is this. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know,
well,
this could work. It could not work. You have to find out what
right,
works.
The reason I brought that up is to say that I think this is a very viable position for a lot of women.
Actually, that's true. If I'm laying down on my stomach,
yes, laying down, not
doggy style.
No, doggy
I'm
style
not
doesn't
orgasm with doggy
me either.
Style.
Me either. And sometimes I can enjoy that position for a bit
because
like showing myself off to him,
right? And it's erotic for other reasons, but I'm not going to orgasm.
Yeah. And eventually, I always make them like lay down with me.
Right, laying down is definitely
because it creates the
pressure. Get there.
Right,
but it also
so,
hits the. You're right. It does hit very well.
Yeah. So my point on that is, I actually think. So now that we've discussed why that position's fucking awesome and you all should try it, I want to say we've discussed basically that she doesn't want direct friction on the actual clitoris.
Yeah.
Now, if we know that, then you can start using other positions where you still protect and pad the clitoris. You see what I'm saying? So she could actually practice orgasming in different positions by having that covered or padded in some way.
By having the clitoris padded or covered in some way.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. Like even like.
I mean, the stomach's probably the easiest.
I would imagine they've played with this. I mean.
You know what
I can
like?
Only imagine that they've tried this. So if he's saying this is the only position you can orgasm in, like, let's just assume that they've tried other things and it's still the only position, which I just want to say is okay.
Well, that's what we were just validating, which is like how amazing it is for a woman.
It is amazing. But also like when I really think about it, my own, like if I think about, yeah, I think there's definitely one position where I for sure, like it's great, you know, and I for sure I'm going to orgasm there. And I honestly don't know. Like, I'd have to be very aroused to be able to orgasm in these other mm-hmm. positions.
Yes. Well, let me say this. Look, so, me being on top is pretty effective also. And I find that it's because my clit is rubbing on his pubic, not bone
yeah.
but, well, the bone would probably
that
be too
area.
Intense for her. Now, let me say this. I don't know if the husband's
but you could
extremely
cup it with
fit
your
or
hand.
Not. Yeah, cup
I
with
do
the hand.
That
or
often.
What if there's like a little pad or cushion that they
a turtle?
Use?
A gummy turtle?
Well, a gummy, I can see it getting sticky and gross. You don't always want to use a turtle. But what
yeah,
if no. it was like the silicone
oh,
pad?
We were talking about this too.
The, yeah,
you know how
the
they bralette. Have those bralettes? Like they're silicone.
Silicone bralettes for women who want to add padding to their breasts.
Or you just want to, it's adhesive because mm-hmm. it sticks onto the breast. And well, they have different sizes. They have some that just cover the nipple.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I think there's
like
even something like that. But I think there's like gelatinous
like you cup your hand.
Silicone based kind of pillowy things that could be there to
We need a breast implant. That's basically what we need.
No, but there's like handballs. Like there's all kinds of things out there that are like a cushion use. And what I'm saying is that could be there, but I don't know how fit her husband is, but I have to say that when I'm with a fleshier man, for example, if I'm on top, in fact, that his lower abdomen kind of acts as a cushion on my clitoral area.
When you're on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, like, when I'm on top, the reason why it doesn't work for me is because I've noticed this when I'm peeing in the ocean, I am, but I can't orgasm when I'm using my leg muscles.
Just say more.
I can't. Like, no, that's fascinating. I really can't. Like, because I can't let go. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't let go the way I need to. So it's very difficult. Like, I mean,
that's really interesting because I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, if I'm in missionary and I'm on my back and the man's on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't make me orgasm. I basically have to, like, clamp my legs around him and, like, ride him from the bottom. And so I'm using my legs.
I can't.
But you might be right that certain muscles are relaxed while others are being engaged.
Maybe. But when I'm on top, oh God. Yeah, when I'm on top, I definitely need vigorous, like, clit area stimulation. And I do like if it's this more, like if I just put my hand there generally, you know, and do this more ambiguous clitoral stim.
See, I find a hand can almost be too much for me. Like, I like to rub on his abdomen.
I feel like the abdomen can be too much for me, and then the hair can be too much anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like it cushions. So that's why I'm like, wouldn't a hand, maybe is the hand still too sensitive for this woman? I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I'm using my legs too much on, like, riding on top, it can be very difficult. It's easier when he's humping from below and doing some of the work as well, and I can let go, but I can't, like, I just can't let go and fully orgasm if my muscles are engaged, which sucks because I really want to have great sex, you know, in the shower and against the wall, but I really have to have, like, a really strong guy underneath me who's totally supporting my weight, and that really happened.
Oh, interesting, because I did manage to orgasm with, it's sort of what you're saying, which is basically, like, he was definitely doing the heavy lifting. I put a foot on, like, it was in a bathroom, and I had a foot on the toilet paper roll.
No, that
was
helps.
Like, yeah, totally, so I had helps. But I was holding, so I was kind of holding myself up, but he basically, from holding my bottom, was, like, lifting me up and down to kind of bounce on his cock. Like, and it was like this up and down thing, and simultaneously that was creating friction on my clit, which is kind of the opposite of this letter.
I know, we're totally getting off track.
I know, no, but we're talking about, yeah, you're right, we're off track. We're talking about,
We got excited talking about different positions you can orgasm, okay?
Yeah, and I came that way, but it was exciting because of the scenario as well, because there was, like, people in the house and we were being secretive. Ooh, and then it makes you come from your psychological stimulation.
Definitely.
All right.
Your point is that you're suggesting that maybe they could use
with
protection.
Yeah, accepting protection. That it's all about keeping the clit protected by the lips. And I wonder if maybe her lips are a little on the smaller side. Like, maybe that's part of the issue of keeping it cushioned. So I like our little idea of, like, almost building this, like, soft spongy thing that would, like, protect her.
So he can feel, so they can both feel more at ease without, like, don't touch it.
Yeah, right.
But I also do want to just also say it's okay if she orgasms in one position only.
Well, and by the way, I'm like,
it doesn't make you boring, and it doesn't make you, there's nothing wrong.
No.
I think it's probably like that for most.
And I want to talk about this too. I think that idea of calling it, even our rhetoric of saying this masturbation position, I think is a judgment on the way that she's coming. And I think,
right, exactly.
I think that,
sorry, I'm eating my turtle.
Yeah, we're calling it, I finished mine. We're calling it a masturbation position, but in fact, it's just the way she orgasms.
And again, most women use,
that's what I'm saying,
manual stimulation.
And I think it's fantastic that she knows how to make her, how she knows how to get herself off. There's a lot of women who don't know how.
I think you guys are having successful sex, especially when having
a very kind of a unique thing, yeah.
Clitoris and, yeah, unique.
It
situation.
Sounds great, yeah. And I think kudos. Covering that.
I really want you to try the gummy.
I know.
I'm going to try it. I really want to try it.
You have to report back if it works. I mean, we'll do it, but we don't have overly sensitive clits.
Well, I know, but I still think the mound pressure would still feel good.
No, I think it'll be fun. I do want to try it.
We'll report anyway, back. Yeah.
But yes, so just, we're going to move on. But I just, yes, the way that we describe it as like, I think men often feel like, oh, she's quote masturbating to get herself off.
There's so that I'm, there's something, I'm doing, I'm something wrong.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I'm not doing enough.
I think it's just, you could communicate with her and maybe, and like, it sounds like he already has a mastery of what her technique is and right. he's able to implement that. So right. any men listening, you can ask her what her technique is, put your hand down there, have her show you.
Yeah.
And you can then do it to her and maybe make her come.
And can I
and
say,
that's fun.
Yes. And, I'm very grateful that the partners I've had get, they love it when I touch myself because that's how I orgasm. Like even during intercourse,
you
like
get to watch her.
I need to touch myself. And so I'm very grateful that they totally embrace that. And I just want to say that it makes me feel really good when they're when I see them get turned on about it. They don't take it as an ego hit, and they totally, because again, I usually date older men, so they've probably seen this around or two. And yeah, it's a very like welcomed thing. And you know, it's so then my arousal gets turned on even more. And so,
yeah,
so it's a good attitude to have.
The lazy lover in me loves it when the guy tries. And like, and then I can like show him what to do. At the same time, every now and then I just want to come and so like I'll do my
I like
position.
Both. Yeah, I mean, I like think both. It's hot. I like it when they're watching me and I'm doing it and that's hot, you know. And I also like it when they do it too. I do like
I
both.
Would like to note this. Lustily praising her while she's coming in that position is going to get her off. And I think, yeah, like if whether you're inside of her or if you do get to kind of watch her and massage her while she's doing it with your hands. I mean, that's a fun way of like, you know, relishing the sensuality of her movements in order to come.
Yeah. And again, like I'm seeing it. It is a mind shift. You know, if this guy is, you know, seeing it more as like a, I'm doing something wrong. Like if you can shift your mind about it to be like, to be like, no, man, she's gotten so turned on by this whole experience and she's just loving it even more. And I mean, it's all just see as
in control of her body and it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the other bits. It's mini break time. And then we're going to move on to this comments on consent and someone who voiced concern about contracting STDs. And how that happens and, you know, do we
and
need
how
to fear
it does
that?
Not.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. We are back with TNA Talk Sex. Advice at TATalkSex.com if you have any questions or thoughts that came up for you in this discussion.
Or if you'd like to be have something answered for our next advice show, which we do at the end of every month.
Yeah.
So you have a month, get it in.
All right.
Okay. So we did the last month's show. We talked about someone had an issue about consent. When is she playing? When is she for reals saying no? So we had a couple listeners write in commenting on that.
Yeah, commenting.
Yeah.
So, hey there, new to your podcast and enjoying it immensely. Yeah. My hackles went up when you shared the story about the boyfriend who wouldn't have sex with you when you got high. That was me. My response was respect for him setting boundaries when he was unclear if you could truly give consent in the moment. Communication and getting clarity beforehand allows the aggressor to understand hints and clues. Acting in the gray is sexy, and it's important to acknowledge that each person needs to have comfort and trust. It's also important to acknowledge that we all play the aggressor, seducer, and the receiver, etc. Recognizing our power is crucial so that we know when our power is being reassigned without our consent. I like that last bit.
Me
only,
too,
like, yeah. Because I think...
Very well said.
Yeah, being in your power... allows you to know when your boundary is actually being crossed.
Not only being in it, but knowing it, like really feeling.
Knowing what you want and don't want.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And how do you get there? I think it's trusting your gut and not yeah. going, well, I'm trying.
And getting rid of beliefs and ideas. Yeah. That are very.
Well, the voices
hidden,
in your head.
Right. And like that you don't.
I feel like a lot of us start out with a lot of judgments, assumptions.
And a lot of that shit is subconscious and it like, you don't see it until like it creeps its way up. Like that's been happening to me the last couple of weeks where like I'm seeing all of these things of like these beliefs and things were running around in my head and I'm like, fuck, that has been there the whole time. What?
Yeah, yeah. And if you're honest with yourself, I think sometimes you'll go, oh, this person's pressuring me or this person's da-da. And it's like, are they? Ask them. And what I mean is,
it could be in your head. Things are being triggered for you because of beliefs that you have and
and the something's bothering you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the best way to clear that up is to say it.
Right. Yeah.
What's the other? Okay. So we had another writer about consent.
We did. He says, great conversation about consent with many a good laugh, but I'm still going to disagree. You know, maybe back in the day I could have been pushier, but it's just not for me. I feel at even the slightest no, ownership for the next step is established. Lovers are like kids and dogs. You need to train them on the importance of unambiguously responding to direct communication. If things evolve and I say no, not that, this, I mean this. Does that make sense? Precedent up front for better results downstream. I agree. I don't think we were ever saying push.
Right. No.
We're not saying push.
We did talk about, about the nuances of a dance.
During flirtation where it's like, no. And you.
Yeah. And to me.
And you had made a really good point to you about.
Maybe you haven't made me feel comfortable enough to say yes.
Right.
And that can be at various
fishing,
levels.
It can be a way to sort of fish for, can you say it this way? But you're waiting to see if they'll, or do it that way.
But he does raise that issue of like, does the person feel shy in asserting themselves? And so their kind of polite no was them saying they're not ready.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I do. Yes.
I think my example was almost more like, okay, like I told this in that episode, I told the story of like being in the car and the guy kissed me. And now that's my chance to go, good night. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's not like he stayed on my face like a, you know, starfish. He kissed me and like backed off.
Gave you a chance to react.
Right. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, like I'm a little confused and intrigued. And so then I'm like playing and there's a back and forth. And I think in that context, it's obvious that I'm not saying no, but I'm not quite ready to go in, like into the home. Right. And so that is very different from someone shyly being like, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah, if it's ambiguous like that with a kind of sad tone. But he says, okay, I think this is, I like how clear he was when he says, no, I feel at even the slightest no, ownership for the next step is established. So if you tell me no, then okay, ball's in your court, you tell me when. I like that. However, I will say that I have been in the position in many places in life, sexually as well as like business-wise, or if I'm trepidatious about something in life, where I'm like, no, like it's my personality where I can be absurdly fearful or hesitant about something, and a gentle nudge by someone who I trust and knows that cares about me, like, is helpful for me.
Yeah.
So this is why it gets so freaking
complicated.
Complicated. Well, I think he is right. If you
are not sure,
Really not sure. Like, I think this is a very clear way to put it.
And maybe it's a first date, and you're like, I don't know what this person's thinking.
Yeah, but and it's true. Like, even like if ownership for the next step is established, so okay, you back off, and so even if she gives you a flirtatious, whoever it is, like gives you a flirtatious something, that's an invitation to like engage again.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean pull her pants down, but like to some, whatever degree that she gave you a cue.
I agree. And now let me say this. I want to speak to women listening as well. I think I just had a conversation with a young woman who someone that she worked with hit on her, and they were all out drinking, and in some ways, like, they made out, they kissed a bit. She may have also even been a little turned on, but then was like, oh, I think it's a bad idea. But he kind of persisted, and it made her really uncomfortable. And there was this other narrative going on in her head, which was like, is this going to be a conflict? Is this going to be a problem later on? How do I gingerly remove myself from the situation to not create conflict? And I think women struggle with that a lot more than men realize. I mean, this is, you know, I watched Confirmation on HBO, which is like the sexual harassment case with Anita Hill and and the Supreme Court judge. And it's like, you know, at its worst, it's sexual harassment, right? This is the danger. And I think what he's getting at, My point being,
I'm throwing my hands in the air.
But this
craziness.
No, because this is my point is, if you, it's not that I want to put the responsibility, the responsibility isn't on a woman, but I feel like if you are unsure and you do a meek no and it's bashful, I guess I'm encouraging women to say, no, thank you. It makes me uncomfortable. I'd rather not go this road.
Or
if that's
what
you're feeling inside and he's making you truly uncomfortable and you don't want to proceed sexually in any capacity.
Of course, but I don't think...
Please say it firmly.
Yes. I will also
say,
though...
Now, if you're flirting and playing...
Right. Or if it's not that he's making you uncomfortable because, like, look, if you for sure know that you don't want something and someone's coming at you, that's not cool, right? But there's a lot of times I feel... I know for my own case, there's been many times where I don't know how I feel. And I need to test the waters, right? So that's why the doors are tepidly open.
Yeah,
you know,
like I wasn't sure he was a good lover. I wanted to know if he had the chops and he was interested in my pleasure.
Right. So and in this, in the Anita Hill thing, it's or the case you
Anita
just
Hill.
Described. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, OK, well, you know, you're testing the waters and whatnot. And I guess I would say for women and for myself and what I've learned is that I feel slow the roll. Like if I don't know what I want yet, slow down. It's okay. And just allow myself, like, don't put pressure on myself to be like, well, I'm supposed to be aroused, or I'm supposed to be interested, or I'm supposed to be this or that. And so putting these like
pressures
on myself. So no, just give myself the permission to be like, you know what? I don't have to say this to him even, but just allowing myself to back off and just, I can engage in flirtation without getting physical.
Right.
We don't have to go so fast toward physicality.
And I jumped to women, but I'm guessing even men struggle with it as far as there are dynamics where that happens as well. So I think it's in sense, speak clearly.
Yes. That totally launched a whole new conversation.
It did.
It's okay.
Let's,
it's all good.
Where were
if
we?
You want to listen to the whole
consent discussion,
it was episode one.
Was it 100 or 101?
It was episode 100.
Because it was last month.
Yeah. See, we can do math.
All right. So we had this one funny little incident where a question came up for UA.
Actually, T was there. So T and I were in a production meeting. I got a call from a new client that I have not seen. And it was this young guy who is a college student. And he was wanting to come and see me for central massage. And he was... very scared about the fact that he could get an STD from me, from just touching him skin to skin, like just massage.
Right.
And I was so...
offended?
No. Well, no. But I was so, like, first of all, appalled that, like...
That he thought that.
Yeah. I was like, what? Where? How? Did you have any... No, the sexual education program in America. But this kid was particularly not picking up on what I was saying. I was on the phone for like 20 minutes. He should have paid me for my sex ed consultation.
He had a lot of questions and a lot of fear. He did.
But
I wanted you to mention that story because I wanted to say to listeners also that... you know, we had another show with Jamal Johnson who talked about OM meditation, orgasmic meditation, and also just sex therapy. And he was talking about a woman who was afraid of getting AIDS through like his saliva on her nipples. I lost my train of thought. That example, and then also this young guy asking this issue of like, yeah, but am I going to get an STD? You know, it's all online, and I really encourage anyone who has fears or anxiety around STDs to really read about them.
Okay, yeah, but I think that this guy's fear also came from being online and getting like freaked out by horror stories from people who like don't know. Maybe they like went out to the woods and got a rash, and they're like, "I'm a virgin," but I somehow got I don't know, like just misinformation. There's also a lot of misinformation, but if you stick to talk to your doctor. There you go. Safe bet. Talk to your doctor. But if you don't have health insurance...
Well, because I feel like I've faced
WebMD,
conversations
Wikipedia.
About HPV, things like that, where people are very confused. And there's a lot of fear around it. And especially, it's almost like because men don't have to deal with the consequences of it, they're a little bit more like, wait, you have that? Are you dirty? Like these kinds of projections.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of projecting of like, I'm afraid of someone who is... quote dirty and correlating STDs with morality.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a little bit of that. Like, I felt like he was perceiving me as this, like, walking ball of STD because I'm, like, a provider in this sex industry. It's like...
You're probably safer. You probably get
luckily,
tested.
I did not.
More frequently.
I did not get offended.
Protected sex.
Yeah, like, it just means I'm super educated about it. I know, you know. But so if anybody is wondering what... I mean, sure, there's always dangers, right? It depends on, like, what activity you're doing. Like, if you're doing... genital to genital touching, like
that needs
rubbing.
To be protected.
Well, there are things you can get. Like, you're not going to get pregnant. I mean, I've heard of cases, right? If someone comes out on the outside labia, it's so rare. It's yeah. like not.
I'm suspicious.
I'm very suspicious.
Did someone dribble a little inside and then come on the labia?
Yeah, exactly. Right, but I mean, you can. Like, if there's I mean, there are things like herpes. If there's a herpes
outbreak, if, like, you're shedding on your mouth or genitally.
Yeah, or genitally. So if there's genital rubbing, there's also, like, genital warts that exist inside the vagina. And also there's genital warts of different strains that are outside, and they're just like little bumps. So, and they look different on every person. But so there are those kinds of things that can
right.
happen.
But that's primarily genital rubbing.
Genital rubbing, right? Like, if I'm rubbing you with my hands, which is right. what sensual massage is, you yes. know, and there's also some body to body where, like, if I'm using my torso or my thigh to, like, massage your thigh, or, you know, like, some body to body, but not genital to genital.
You're fine.
STDs?
Look,
I'm like.
I got a massage, a regular massage, the other day. Her name was Lily. She climbed on my back and was, like, sitting on my, like, her knees were on my, like, in my butt, not in the, you know, but, like, on each pad of, like, my butt cheek. And then, like, she was, like, rubbing the back, and I was like, it was amazing. No STDs.
No STDs. I will say, though, that if I'm, like, I have to be careful with your hands, right? Because if you're not using gloves... most people don't use mm-hmm. gloves when you're just doing manual stimulation for a massage. Like, if you have cuts mm-hmm. and yeah. someone has AIDS, that can happen.
That's a really good point.
So be careful with that and hepatitis. But the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mostly so it's
just telling you the risks. This
if
is what I told
if you
this,
don't
this
have, if you, neither of you are carrying STDs or the kind of, well, no, what I want to say is you're right. It cuts, that kind of thing. Sometimes, for example, if someone has a cut in the mouth or, like, some sort of, like, a canker sore, which is not from an STD. But if they have something like a herpes virus and they have that canker sore and you have something like a canker sore and those two
open
meet,
wounds
yeah meet
and somebody has something.
Yes. Yeah. Then you have the potential of contracting.
Also, if your immune system is low,
yes.
Then it makes your mucous membranes more susceptible. Mucus makes you more susceptible in general, but mucous membrane is where a lot of some yeah. like herpes is going to attach more.
I love
to
this
membranes.
Point because if you are afraid of STDs, this is an excellent and a thing you can do to fortify yourself is work on immunity. And by that, I mean your diet and health and physical activity. And yeah. that's going to actually protect you. I should be careful what I say.
Well, we're not doctors, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
but
not genital on genital. Like, you, that has to be protected.
But if your immune system is high,
just
yeah,
saying,
you fight
these
off
little
infections.
Things. Yeah. You bring up a good point, though. Also, for you as a provider, if anything, you're more vulnerable in the sense of.
I told him this, and also because.
Well, but like you're saying, even like you're
hand.
In contact with maybe fluids of his, so then washing carefully after that, which I, you know.
Yeah, there's still a risk, of course. I mean, even that, like, even if I do wash, hypothetically, there's still a risk, right? If I'm not using gloves, it's lower, of course, you know, than having intercourse and the full, you know, anyway. But yeah, so, but if anyone out there is, you know, looking to go have a sensual massage, that's what you would maybe need to look out for. Like, just, you know, don't do genital. I don't.
Right.
But,
yeah. On that
that's
note,
it. That's it. Anyway,
that's
yes,
our show.
That was the story. Okay.
No, that was yeah. Although good for him for asking. I mean, you know, look, you have a fear. It's better to put it out there than not. But you can do research.
After my half an hour session with him, or not even session, phone session, it did actually end up booking. I haven't seen him because we've had to cancel. But he's like my little student, little student kid.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much you don't know when you're young.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have questions for our next month's advice show, or if a comment on a topic that we discussed tonight, please email us at advice@tatalksex.com. Also check out lovetv.co, where we have a new video up from our In Bed With series. And there's also other great articles and videos about sex, love, and intimacy there. Great information source. Mm-hmm. Join us on Instagram and social media at TA Talk Sex to post your turtle gummy photos
or any other gummy. Other suggested like cushiony patty things.
That for this couple.
Really, yeah, that could like really be fun and helpful.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah.
You're listening to TNA Talk Sex. I'm T.
And I'm A.